Psalms about the New Church, Week 5, Day 3, Happiness in the Church. This is Psalm 84. To the victor on the gittith, which is a musical instrument, of the sons of Korah, a psalm. How beloved are thy habitations, O Yehovah of armies! My soul is eager and is even all consumed for the courts of Yehovah. My heart and my flesh sing aloud to the living God. Even the bird has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, in which she may put her hatchlings. Thine altars, O Yehovah of armies, my King and my God. Happy are those dwelling in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Selah. Happy is the man having strength in thee. Thy highways are in their heart. Passing through the valley of weeping, they set it as a fountain. Even the earlier rain cloaks it with blessings. They go from virtue to virtue. He appears to God in Zion. O Yehovah, God of armies, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. See our shield, O God, and look on the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I have chosen to stand at the threshold in the house of my God, rather than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For Yehovah God is a sun and shield. Yehovah will give grace and glory. He will not withhold good to those who walk in integrity. O Yehovah of armies, happy is the man trusting in thee. In the summary of the spiritual sense, we see that the overall topics are a new church in place of the former, and the celebration of the Lord for his redemption and salvation. So the first part of the psalm is love and desire for the church and heaven. That's the part about how beautiful the Lord's house is and how the birds have found a nest there for themselves. The second part is because of trust in the Lord, the church will increase in truths and goods. They go from virtue to virtue. And then the last part, her happiness, the church's happiness, arises from trust in the Lord. Then specifically, thine altars, O Yehovah of armies, we read, altars here mean the heavens. Tabernacles mean the higher heavens, and courts, the lower heavens, where the entrance is. These lower heavens are also called altars from worship. And as all worship is from the good of love by means of truths, it is said, thine altars, O Yehovah of hosts, my King and my God. For the Lord is called Yehovah from divine good, and King and God from divine truth. And because the heavens are meant, it is also said, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. The house of Yehovah God, meaning heaven in the whole complex. It is also said, yea, the bird has found a house, and the swallow her nest, because bird signifies spiritual truth, and swallow natural truth, by which there is worship. And as all truth by which there is worship is from the good of love, it is first said, my heart and my flesh sing for joy unto the living God. Heart and flesh signifying the good of love, and sing for joy, worship from the delight of good. Then concerning the house of my God, we read, it may be known that the temple, or house of God, means heaven and the church. As also divine truth proceeding from the Lord, I will cite these passages here, lest the mind should cling to the idea that a mere temple is meant and not something more holy. For the temple in Jerusalem was holy because it represented and thus signified what is holy. That temple signified heaven is evident from these passages. In David, and it includes this psalm, but it also includes Psalm 18. I called upon Yehovah and cried unto my God. He heard my voice from his temple, that is, from heaven. Again, from Psalm 92, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. They that are planted in the house of Yehovah shall flourish in the courts of our God. And from Psalm 27, one thing have I asked of Yehovah, that I may dwell in the house of Yehovah, and to visit early in his temple. And from Psalm 23, I shall be at rest in the house of Yehovah for length of days. Questions and comments. Number one, according to the summary of the spiritual sense in Prophets and Psalms for Psalm 84, happiness in the church arises from trust in the Lord. How does trust in the Lord lead to happiness? Number two, does singing in church ever feel like what is described in Psalm 84, verse 2, where it says, my heart and my flesh sing aloud to the living God? Number three, heaven and the church are described as the house of the Lord in this psalm. What do you think about the church being described as the house of the Lord?